Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And Dr. Fauci, who I actually got along with, he's a nice guy. He's a great promoter, you know? Not a great doctor, but he's a hell of a promoter.
Am I building you up to be thicker skinned about this than you are? Are you actually worried about this new sort of re-upping of attacks on you?
Well, I'm concerned about that more because it's really very much an attack on science, I think, Rachel.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
If you cross over the border, we will give you free health care, free education, all these benefits. I mean, that's a draw, isn't it?
Of course, it's an incentive.
It's okay. Buy new pickles and ice cream. Eat all you can. Be a glutton. Stop yourself. It's all free, boys. It's all free. Hurry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And that's a toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S., including Alaska. We got a call from someone in Alaska during the break giving us another honey song. Joe Biden talked about his father telling him he didn't have enough money to send him to college, so he called him honey. This was after Joe went to see his father at the auto dealership, and the secretary said he's out back.
When my father went to get a loan for me to get to college, I was a pretty good athlete and had some opportunities, but I still needed money. And my dad, I went down to where he worked and walked in and asked his secretary where he was. He said, he's outside, honey, the side of the building. And I walked around to see him, and my dad was pacing back and forth. This is an absolutely true story. And he saw me and looked up. He said, Joey, I'm so sorry. And I thought, God, what happened to my sister, my mother? There's the days before cell phones. Did something happen? I said, what's the matter, Dad? He said, honey, I went to the bank to try to borrow money to get to school. They wouldn't lend me the money, honey. I'm so ashamed.
They wouldn't lend me the money, honey. Then Joe called the Rolling Stones.
Honey, call me on the telephone.
That's about the only part of that song we could play. That's from Star. That's called Star Star. That's it had a different title on Goat's Head Soup, but it's a good song. Honey. We got lots more honey songs to play. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. On Monday, the Supreme Court, that's today, unanimously rejected an illegal alien's attempt to twist immigration law and create a loophole that would allow thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, of illegal aliens to become lawful permanent residents. Petitioner Jose Santos Sanchez entered the country unlawfully from El Salvador. Can you believe Elena Kagan is writing this from Cambridge, from Harvard Law, from New York City? Years later, because of unsafe living conditions in that country, why were they unsafe? The government granted him temporary protected status, TPS, entitling him to stay and work in the United States for as long as those conditions persist. Sanchez now wishes to become a lawful permanent resident of the United States. The question here is whether the conferral of TPS enables him to obtain LPR status despite his unlawful entry. We hold it does not. That's Elena Kagan wrote the majority opinion, unanimous opinion, 9-0. U.S. law, quote, generally requires a lawful admission before a person can obtain LPR status. Sanchez was not legally admitted, and his TPS, temporary protected status, does not alter that fact. He therefore cannot become a permanent resident of this country. And some of the people who had supported this illegal alien trying to get permanent permanent status here and everything is free in America, were Blumenthal, Markey, the fake Indian, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, as Rush used to call her, the Attorney General for 19 states, including Massachusetts, meaning Mara Healy. So this is good news. This is good news. 844-500-4242. That's a positive development, like the elections in Texas, not just in Texas, in McAllen, Texas, but in Fort Worth, Texas, which is the 12th largest city in the country, Dallas, Fort Worth. Fort Worth elected a Republican mayor, a 37-year-old woman. Arlington, Texas, elected a Republican. So it was a big day for Republicans in Texas. And I wonder why, huh? Do you think it has anything to do with what's going on down at the border? A couple more stories before we go to the phone lines here. 10,864 Venezuelans pour into Texas border region, up from 135 last year. What's changed? What's changed? 135 last year, 10,864. They're fleeing the kind of socialism, by the way, that the Democrats want to impose on America. Here's one from the American Thinker. Sex invaders are invading America. U.S. Border Patrol agents assigned to the Del Rio sector arrested 10 convicted sexual offenders May 17th through May 24th, shortly after they entered the U.S. illegally. On May 24th, they arrested two Mexican illegals with prior convictions. One had a felony conviction for lewd and lascivious molestation. The second had a felony conviction for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. Between May 17th and May 23rd, Border Patrol agents arrested Mexican nationals with felony convictions, including forcible sexual abuse, sexual assault of a child under 14, sexual assault of a child, sexual assault, sexual conduct with a person under 13, and a registered sexual offender. They also arrested two Honduran illegals with felony convictions for statutory rape and a second-degree sexual assault of a child. Meanwhile, and every state is a border state now, you know. This is from the U.S. District Court here in Boston last Friday. A Lawrence man, who has been living under a false identity, pleaded guilty today in federal court to charges arising from his use of the name and social security number of a U.S. citizen. I guess they could legitimately call him a U.S. A Lawrence man because they don't know who the hell he is. There are more and more of these cases. An individual referred to as John Doe pleaded guilty to false representation of a social security number, making a false statement concerning a health care benefit program and aggravated identity theft. John Doe used the identity of a U.S. citizen beginning in 2014 to apply for MassHealth, that's Medicaid, benefits, and Massachusetts identification documents. Between approximately 2014 and 2018, Doe received approximately $25,081 in MassHealth benefits he was not entitled to. How many Lawrence men do you think are stealing this kind of money from the welfare programs? Everything free in America. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, Howie. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Tony.
I just remember when they had that big thing about ballots and how they wanted to have voter ID, and Congress was saying it's discriminatory.
Right. Well, it's the Democrats in Congress were saying it was discriminatory. They had this bill that passed out the House, H.R. 1, and it would have basically outlawed voter ID. It would have stopped, cleansing of the voter rolls. It would have allowed felons to vote. It would have allowed illegal aliens to vote, et cetera, et cetera. But Joe Manchin put an end to that over the weekend, knock on wood. He said he's not going to vote for it. That's why the Democrats are so unhappy about his decision. So it looks like it's going to be okay. The country's been saved for at least a little while. 844-500-4242. 781. It's not John Doe. It's Juan Doe. I've thought about that, by the way. 603. McAllen, Texas, electing a Republican is most impressive. McAllen is 85% Hispanic. Yeah, and again, Hillary Clinton carried it by 41% over Donald Trump. She got 41. I don't even know what that would work out to. That would probably be like what, 71 to 30 or 70 to 30 or thereabouts. And by last year, Biden's margin went from 41 to 17%. And now they've seven months later, they've now elected a Republican mayor after seeing what they were getting. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing? This is Paul from Kauai.
Hey, how are you doing?
Check with you to see if you saw that in Guatemala when Kamala Harris landed. I guess they had "Go Home, Kamala" and "Trump won" signs. I don't know if you heard about that.
It's pretty
hysterical when other countries know that our leaders are false.
I know, you know, so it's all from Guatemala all the way up to New York, Paul. You know, when Jill Biden and Fauci went to a vaccination center in Harlem yesterday, the crowd was screaming, "Fire Fauci, fire Fauci." Do we have that little bit of that? Just a tiny bit of that?
Classic.
You would think that they would, that the Democrats would be getting a warmer reception in A, Guatemala, and B, Harlem, right?
Exactly. It's hysterical.
It is pretty funny. That's what I'm saying. The news is not so bad. I mean, you know, it's a lot to be angry about with Fauci and the rest of these hack Democrats locking down the country for a year. But there's good news out there. And again, in Guatemala, they had signs that said "Trump won." Thanks for the call, Paul. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
So, Howie, I went out golfing this weekend for the first time in a long time. It was a hot, hazy day.
Yes.
But it wasn't hazy. I looked out across the golf course and I saw what appeared to be a haze or a fog. It was pollen.
It wasn't smog. It was pog.
And I, needless to say, I was happy to get home after the 18 holes to the thunderstorm purified air at my house to relieve my sinuses. It was bad.
As another user wrote, backing up what Taylor just said, the thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing, unquote. The thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie10 and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie10 at checkout. That's EdenPure.com radio banner and code word Howie10. With EdenPure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
What is that? Taste of Honey or something like that? Who did?
Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert and the
From Whipped Cream.
And the Tijuana Brass. The Tijuana Brass isn't looking for TPS, I'll tell you that. I guess they don't need it. They've been here long enough. Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from more than 27 meals every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches. Perfect for switching things up. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did one or more of your favorite restaurants not survive the lockdowns?
Yes, one or more. More than one.
67% say, yeah, at least one of their restaurants did not make the final cut.
Yes, putting the lie to the new campaign to visit your favorite local restaurant, because it's kind of hard for most people to visit them because at least one of their favorite restaurants is no longer with us.
Oh, it looks like we got a nice surprise in our HelloFresh delivery today as a thank you, I suppose.
What was that?
A little New York cheesecake.
Ooh. Ooh, I'll bet that's pretty good.
Bet it'll be gone before I get home.
They have really good desserts that they throw in. And sometimes
I didn't know that. That's a nice little bonus.
Yes, Patrice told me that. Patrice from Arlington. She got a free dessert one time as a bonus. By the way, if you're watching on social media, I'm wearing our nice new T-shirt, Follow the Science, Ditch the Masks. You can order them. They're going fast, but we've ordered more from Berg Sportswear in Corinna, Maine, and we have plenty. If you order L, XL, or XXL, we've got plenty of them.
We've got a lot going out today, and we just added more to the stock.
Follow the Science, Ditch the Mask. You can order them at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store. Click on store to get there. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Car Show. You want a quick scam here from the COVID world. This is just one of many, many scams that are going on. Incidentally, the Biden administration on Friday night announced to a federal court that they're going to ditch their racist plan to dole out money for the COVID relief for restaurateurs, and I assume for all the other types. They said that they allocated, I think, $29 billion, but they said only that you, if you were a white male, you had to go to the end of the line, and you were going to be the last group to be eligible for the handouts from the federal government for restaurant relief. And of course, by the time $29 billion would be gone like that, and the only white males that were going to be allowed to take part, along with the privileged, the racially gender privileged groups, were going to be veterans. If you weren't a white male, if you weren't a veteran white male, you were at the back of the bus. But they ended that because it was going to lose at the Supreme Court. But multiple other scams continue. Here's one today from the Wall Street Journal. Eight of the nine senior managers who earned too much to qualify for COVID-19 related hazard pay. This is again one of these federal programs. This is CARES, COVID something or other, COVID Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, CARES. They were paying hazard pay for the New York, New Jersey state-run veterans nursing homes and everywhere else. So guess what happened? All the administrators grabbed all the money, even though they weren't entitled to it.
I'm shocked, shocked.
I know. The nursing home managers procured the payments illegally after repeatedly being told that they were ineligible. It's shocking, isn't it? Menlo Park Veterans Memorial Home, one of the deadliest places for COVID-19 in the country. Even more people died at Menlo Park in New Jersey than died at Holyoke Nursing Home or Holyoke Soldiers Home in Massachusetts. Managers there, including three of the top officials who received the illicit payments, discouraged employees from wearing masks and delayed acknowledging the virus spread, where more than 100 residents' deaths were linked to COVID-19. So the three top managers at Menlo, where 100 people died, received $40,000 in payments for which they were ineligible. Meanwhile, one of the top hack at that nursing home got $13,400, but licensed practical nurse Elizabeth Brown received about $4,500 in special payments. even though she was actually dealing with COVID-19 patients, contracted COVID-19 and was out sick for 2 weeks. She got one third of what the hack administrator got. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. At this time every Monday, we like to catch up on our fan mail. And people love us, me and Grace and Taylor. They just can't get enough of us. And that's why they send us fan mail, emails, text, tweets. They respond to us on message boards about how much they love us. And it's just one of those times. So that's why we call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, and this week, Howie, you hit on a few major points that really rile people up. You insulted Dr. Fauci. And I did as well, and that just got the hate nest buzzing. So let's get right into it.
So I assume they pointed out numerous errors in what we wrote.
That's the weird thing, is that the problem with our writing, as far as the Moonbats are concerned, is we use a lot of quotes, and we tend to quote people. So it's hard to really go against it.
I love quotes.
Me too.
Also known as sound bites.
So this is The Rise and Fall of Dr. Fauci by Howie Carr. I'm going to start with this message. This is from the Boston Herald comment section. Laugh out loud. Howie Carr is a MAGA-addicted half-wit who sits on the wrong side of history, and he knows it. Starting with his use of the word hack, an odd favorite Trump media word, they like to use it as an insult, despite their own spectacular failures and inabilities. To his well-worn Cult 45 tactics of ignoring context.
Cult 45? Is that anything like Cult 45 malt liquor?
Ha, 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 ha. I thought it was
Cult
clever.
Cult 45. Wow.
Editing non-Trumpian facts, outright lying. Wowie. Howie once again completely steps in his own embarrassing diaper full of poop.
I noticed that their writing is somewhat fact-free.
Yes. A lot of hate mail is fact-free. You mentioned that we all get a little bit of hate, and I actually thought that this message gives enough hate to all three of us that are here right now. Cut three, please.
You know, for 15 months, I had to stay home and I would listen to your show. Now I can go out because this crap that you people put out, three morons in a giggle fest? No, thank you.
That sounds like Balloon Head Guy, and he listens a lot more than he lets on. He's always saying, oh, now I can stop listening.
Was he locked in a room with a non-changeable radio?
I didn't know you could buy those radios that have no dials.
Yeah, just that one frequency radio.
Right. Yeah.
He's old school. Another person says, Howie should stick to Whitey and the Mafia. His knowledge about even this, I really like this hate mail message, Howie, because it's going to drive you crazy. His knowledge about even the simplest details of this virus is a negative trillion. I am not a fan of Fauci, but Howie is 100% wrong about the virus as regards masks and how serious an issue it truly is worldwide. To make fun of the issue is pathetic on Howie's part.
You know, this guy doesn't know that, you know, when Fauci sent that email to Sylvia Burwell last February and told her that it was a bunch of crap to wear masks, this was a private email. This was not to keep the supply of N95s available for the public health community. This was what he told her privately. You know who he CC'd on that?
Who?
Me.
He CC'd Howard Lawrence Carr.
He did. He did. And that's where I took my cues from St. Anthony Fauci.
This person says, I rate Howie with Fauci, two individuals who should return to their kindergarten class.
Well, you know the difference between me and Fauci?
You
can reach the top cubby.
About 6 inches.
All right. Now, I think it was 2 weeks ago, it was Bob Dylan's 80th birthday, and you and Taylor had a real back and forth about Bob Dylan, whether or not he's overrated or underrated. And this person thinks that, Howie, you have no right to talk about Bob Dylan. Cut four.
Howie, I love how you right-wing guys praise the left's musicians. You hate the left, you hate them to death, but you somehow dig their music. I was listening to you go on Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan stood for everything you are against, you chump.
I don't think he's been following Bob Dylan too closely for the last, 55 years. I don't think Bob Dylan is a real liberal anymore.
Really?
No.
Well, you've
got to serve somebody. I mean, that's like a born again Christian song. And I mean, I know someone could, you know, not become not born again after a while, but that's pretty conservative song.
Well, the other thing is too that even if he was liberal, that's kind of what separates you from a Trump deranged person or a Democrat, is that you can enjoy things even if the person doesn't agree with you 1,000%. It's like if we couldn't enjoy pop culture moments if the person didn't agree with us politically, we could never turn on the television again, because all the actors in Hollywood and all the musicians are not Trump fans.
If you're looking to get sick, you better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. I don't think that's liberal or conservative. That's just realistic.
Very true. This person writes, insignificant little creeps like Howie Carr have to...
Now I'm little. I compared to who? Compared to Fauci? I'm kind of big compared to Fauci.
I'm going to say that again because I like that sentence. Insignificant little creeps like Howie Carr have to tear down...
I may be insignificant and I may be a creep, but I don't think I'm little.
All right, you want it a third time, it's going to happen.
I'm smaller than I used to be, but I'm still not little.
You know what, Howie? I do not mind repeating this line because of how much I like it. Insignificant little creeps like Howie Carr have to tear down truly accomplished people like Dr. Fauci because that's the only way they feel good about their own pathetic little lives.
The only time he's accomplished is on payday, when he collects that big $8,000 a week from me and you and the rest of the U.S. taxpayers.
Cha-ching! Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Your accent, the way you pronounce things, is often part of hate mail. People have problems with it. This guy does
what
not...
What accent?
Chocolate.
I speak the Queen's.
Sunday.
I speak Claps. The Queen's English.
Restaurant.
I'm
Thruple.
Thruple. Oh my gosh, that one's just incorrect.
I don't have an accent.
Okay, well, cut one disagrees.
Howie, man, your accent is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's not from Maine. I'm from Maine, and I've never heard anybody talk like you. Not Boston. I have plenty of friends in Boston. It's like some weird mixture that sounds like some drunk British guy trying to spew words out.
Crikey,
all
mate.
In one bunch.
You know
me
what?
Didn't come here to be made sport of, Governor.
It's kind of like your own version of a transatlantic accent, because you really did grow up everywhere. Sometimes in Maine, sometimes in Palm Beach, sometimes in Springfield. I mean, North Carolina, you've been everywhere. So your accent is really a combination of so many different dialects.
A long time ago, I was at this resort, and there was an English guy, and he said, where are you from? And I said, all over. And he said, you know, I was guessing that because you have an East Coast accent. That's what he described it as.
You would say all over, so dramatic. Where are you from? All over.
I've been everywhere, man.
You don't want to know the places I've been.
I don't know what I said exactly, but it worked down to I've been everywhere.
All right.
I've been a poet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet. Up on and a king, up and down the East Coast from Key West all the way to Bar Harbor. From Eastport to Block Island, that's my turf.
This person says, Howie knows nothing, and the Boston Herald might as well be used as toilet paper.
As long as you buy it. I don't care what you use it for. Just keep buying it.
I feel the same exact way. All right, let's play one more hate mail. This is a very good one. Cut two, please.
What's the deal with these producers? Grace has Jar Jar Binks Jared, and Howie has Fall River Frank Sinatra. What a bunch of geeks!
Jar Jar Binks Jared?
I think it's the Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert.
Star Wars. He's not here to defend himself.
Are you from Fall River, or are you going to take...
I am not
offense.
From I am not from Fall River.
Why do people from New Bedford from New Bedford take such umbrage?
Fall River is a lot worse than New Bedford.
Says you.
Says anybody that has been to either city.
All right.
Our mayor hasn't been indicted in years.
Do you have a battleship in New Bedford?
No.
You're really hitting him hard now. He's sad.
Do you have a famous serial killer that came out of New Bedford?
Which one are you referring to?
Wait, you guys have Tavares, though.
We've got Tavares. They're from Providence, though. They live in New Bedford.
No, but Lizzie Borden.
That's Lizzie Borden. But we have the yet-to-be-found New Bedford Highway serial killer.
Yeah, there's been a lot of write-ups about that, actually, recently, because there's a new documentary.
By the way, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of Whitey's capture. Speaking of serial killers, it will be Friday, June 11th, 2011, was when Whitey was captured in Santa Monica.
By the way, Howie, we have another hate mail. So I wrote a column this week. It actually was not about Dr. Fauci. It was about the parents in America who stood up for their kids, went to school meetings. And I really didn't think I was going to get any hate for it because I thought it was kind of an uplifting column, but apparently not. This person wrote another delusional column by the imbecile whose mind hasn't developed past the Neanderthal stage. And then also,
I thought they would stop using the word Neanderthal after Joe Biden described Texas and Florida as Neanderthal because they opened up and then ended the lockdowns. And guess what? They didn't have any super spreading events. And guess what? They have a much lower unemployment rate than any of the blue states.
But this was the one that I really found interesting. Someone replied to the Herald's tweet about my column and said, kids shouldn't have masks on because they're unlikely to die from the virus. This is the kind of brilliant logic you guys are working with. I'm thinking, well,
yes.
Yeah. You actually figured it out.
I was at the grocery store yesterday and it was the saddest thing. There were these two grandparents, I assume they were grandparents, they were of that age, not wearing masks, and their like 12-year-old granddaughter wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What is this? It's been reversed.
I'm glad you brought that up, Taylor, because I was at the pharmacy the other day and there was women who were older than me, probably in their 50s and 60s, no masks on. Like you could tell they had already raised kids. You're not scaring them with this stuff. But then there was a couple of boys who were probably 14 and they all had masks on. And I was like, what is happening here?
Don't you think the kids in your case, Taylor, were brainwashed?
Oh yeah,
and the grandparents just didn't want to come down hard on them.
By and large, the people I see wearing their masks in their car by themselves, it's people my age, and it's
I agree. I noticed that as well. It is a lot of younger. I was getting tequila at a liquor store, and
what the headline news there?
What Tito's vodka?
Standing headline.
Wait, the Tito's vodka from Officer Mark at the remote.
That was later. I needed something to wet my whistle. And there was two guys in the aisle.
How many nips did you buy?
No, I bought the big one. I knew it wasn't going to go to waste. But there were two guys my age in the aisle, and they both had masks on buying their liquor. And I'm like, I mean, I hate to be mean, but are you embarrassed? Like, come on. It's over. Let's be brave. Take it off. Oh, by the way, we have one more that people are going to be sad if we don't play because this guy is becoming a perennial favorite. Cut five.
I am calling the chump line, which obviously makes me a chump. But here's the thing, Howie. You're a wiener.
Guy's doing a Bill Marlowe impersonation.
It's not great, whatever he's doing, but he does it every week, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep on coming.
By the way, guys, once again, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence. And just a heads up, I do post a lot of these hate mail comments and other voicemails that we weren't able to get to on Tuesday. So if you want to check that out, go to HowieCarShow.com.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, people seem to be liking it. It's kind of fun to read the actual hate, so you can see that it's
right.
Very
we got a lot
real.
Of stuff on the we got a lot of stuff on the homepage. And also at HowieCarShow.com, we have Howie's homework. Those are some of the stories I talk about during the show. You can check them out either during the show or before. We post them before the show, so you can read them before. But they're usually pretty interesting.
Keep on hating. And also, I think we sent out a picture of you today in your T-shirt, and that usually generates a good amount of hate. So I'll check that out for next week.
Yes, that's the Follow the Science, Ditch the Masks T-shirt, available at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. And check out, I look fabulous in the T-shirt.
Little Howie looks fabulous.
That's right. An insignificant little creep that I am. Summer is a time for excitement, whether it's leaving your worries behind and going on vacation for a few days or just leaving your comfort zone and trying something new today with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. Taylor just got a box today, and he got a surprise in the box.
A bonus. We didn't even order this. A little cheesecake, a New York-style cheesecake. My wife says she'll save some for me before I get home, but if her parents come over the house, it's gone.
No puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients. I had some flounder left over yesterday, and I didn't know where the flour was. I didn't know where the breadcrumbs were. I had to call the mailroom manager who was visiting one of our kids to find out where to do it. You don't have that problem with HelloFresh. If they send you some flour that requires breading, the breading will be there, the flour or whatever, the breadcrumbs. You don't have to worry about searching and then maybe having to go out to the supermarket to get a missing ingredient. No need to put grocery shopping and meal planning on my summer calendar with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers everything you need to prepare a delicious meal fresh to your door and with no human contact. And you don't have to go to the store again to see Karens and social distancing and fools with masks, et cetera, et cetera. HelloFresh offers you more than 27 meals to choose from every week with new recipes constantly being added. So there's always something new to try. There are meal options for different dietary lifestyles, you know, vegan, or locale, whatever, and inspired by different cuisines, even quick dinners and 10-minute lunches. Perfect for switching things up. Everything you need for your weekly menu, you can get from HelloFresh. And with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last. So what's your first dish out of your new box?
I'm not sure what the first one's going to be, but I'm hoping it's the zucchini bibimbap. It's a nice Korean dish. I think that was like the first HelloFresh meal I tried, and it's become a favorite. I'll try to save a little bit for you, Howie, because I know you're a little reluctant to try new things, but I'll let you taste a little bit of mine.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Taylor. I look forward to it. I've never had a bad HelloFresh meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Honey, Bruce from the Mets says, H, you are neither little nor a creep. I will vouch for both. How about insignificant? 207, my son's baseball teammate refused to take his mask off. His father asked the coach to say something to him because his son thinks he's going to die without the mask. Total indoctrination. It's really unfortunate that they've done this to people. It's Somebody wrote today in the Tackies magazine, it's like the they insisted on a ritual public humiliation for the entire American population, forcing everyone to wear masks for a year when they knew it was BS. And again, any moonbat who wants to tell me that they were necessary, I refer you to Fauci's memo or his email to Obama's HHS secretary in February of last year, saying masks are totally worthless. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.